St. Bogus at 6:06 at 97 WAMZ. Mostly cloudy, 66 degrees. Boy, a whole lot of sixes in there. Early mornings, Bobby Jack, going to be a pretty good day today. Just a slight chance for a thundershower and a high of about 80. And I'd like to thank everybody listening at ATF, Nationwide Uniforms down in Hodgenville, and Management Printing. Thanks for taking Kentuckiana's Hot Country Leader along with you this morning.
I heard somebody speak her name. They said she was still looking fine. And I'd like to have that one back. Hours a week, that's what I call work. And this black under my blue collar is a hip pay dirt. Well, I'm addicted to a dollar. Ain't worth a damn.
Addicted to a dollar, Doug Stone, 97 WAMZ, 613, Bobby Jack Murphy, early mornings. Mostly cloudy, 66 degrees, Kentuckianas. We congratulate Stephanie Ballard of Grange yesterday. $1,000 winner with her license number and that WAMZ winner sticker. I'll tell you where you can pick yours up today and win later this morning.
I saw you tonight in her
WAMZ, walking away a winner. Brand new Kathy Mateo, where you get all the hot new country first. Kentuckiana's hot country leader. We got 65 degrees in Louisville, mostly cloudy skies, looking for a pretty nice day once again, with only a slight chance for a thunder shower. We'll check your forecast in just a second, but a reminder, hard to believe, man, Derby is 19 days away, and the official kickoff of the Kentucky Derby Festival, Thunder Over Louisville, is this weekend. Oh, WAMZ downtown, along the Ohio, both sides, and from the command center all day Saturday afternoon. We'll be there, of course, all through the day with the big, I can't even think what the thing is. Air show. Yeah, there we go. Scott Douglas, you didn't help any. You just kind of looked at me. But, of course, it's all capped off with a big fireworks display.
Air show,
thank you. Capped off with a big fireworks display, of course, around 9 o'clock that particular night, the biggest in the entire country. And WAMZ will be simulcasting that as it's set to music, 97.5. Lock it in for the Thunder Fireworks here on 97 WAMZ. Your weather forecast, we'll be back with that. Hot new country. How about John Michael Montgomery and the latest thing from Shenandoah?
Home equity lines of credit are all that you hear about these days. I've got one. Thought I got a pretty good deal, too. You know, do a little home improvement, pay off some debt, maybe buy a new car. What could be better? Then I found out Great Financial offers their Master Key home equity line of credit with no closing costs. That means no application, recording, or appraisal fees, no points or hidden costs, nothing. And you get a rate as low as 6.99% APR. Plus, if you move your existing line of credit from another bank to Great Financial, you get all of that, and they'll pay off $100 of your existing balance. So I moved my line of credit to Great Financial. It didn't cost me anything, and they paid off part of my balance. Great deal, huh? Great rate, great loan, great offer. Master Key Home Equity from Great Financial. Your key to financial security. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Certain restrictions apply.
Now, this is a sale. The Chrysler Plymouth National Minivan Sale. A real sale on minivans of unquestioned quality. Plymouth Voyager, Grand Voyager, and Chrysler Town & Country. Save up to $2,600 on the minivans that exceed 1998 federal passenger car safety standards now. Save on the minivans that have over 2,400 advancements for 94. Save when you choose popular options like air, leather, cruise, and tilt. Choose option packages with power accessories, AM/FM cassette, or sunscreen glass, and save even more. Top it all off with a generous rebate, and you could save up to a total of $2,600. Savings are based on $500 cash back, discounts on select options, and package savings based on the sticker price of options if sold separately. Federal safety standards exclude sunscreen glass. The Chrysler Plymouth National Minivan Sale. See your Chrysler Plymouth dealer, home of the minivan store. But hurry, the Chrysler Plymouth National Minivan Sale is a limited-time offer.
Do you love boating? Getting out on the water and opening up that engine, kicking the spray up behind you? Ever wonder how to turn your love for boats into a successful, rewarding career? The Louisville Technical Institute offers a program just for you. It's the Marine Maintenance Program, and in only 9 months, you can be ready to start a career working with and repairing boats. At Louisville Tech, we'll show you the ins and outs of inboards and outboards, two and four cycle engines, and the latest electronic fuel injection systems. Our live engine shop is fully equipped and ready for you to start a successful career. Training is available in the day or the evening. Like all Louisville Tech programs, the Marine Maintenance Program offers lifetime job assistance for grads, fee-free, and financial aid is available to qualified students. That's not all, but if you want to find out more, you'll have to call Louisville Tech at 456-6509. Call now. Louisville Technical Institute, a career education that lasts a lifetime.
You can get a free cellular phone from Bell South Mobility when you donate $19.95 to the Ronald McDonald's House. That's right, the Children's Charities of Kentuckiana. If you'd like to know more about this, give them a call at 329-7616 and help out the house that loved Bell. WAMZ weather, partly cloudy today and just a slight chance for a thunder shower. That's right, slight. So let's look like we're going to have another nice day. 80 degrees will be the high on this windy afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, cooler, down to 46. We are going to see a cooler day tomorrow, but still plenty of sunshine to enjoy Wednesday. Tomorrow's high up about 70 degrees. Georgetown, Indiana, and Fern Creek. They're checking in at 63 degrees. Downtown Louisville, mostly cloudy, 65 at 625. 97 WAMZ, Shenandoah, John Michael Montgomery's first big hit, Life's a Dance, Bobby Jack Early Mornings on WAMZ with Scott Douglas, and of course, don't forget, big show coming up Sunday night, Sawyer Brown, Diamond Rio, and Tim McGraw, WAMZ. Well, a bunch of tickets to give away all the way up to Showtime, but we're the only Louisville radio station that can sit you in the front row. Best seats in the house, and if you win those, backstage passes, limousine service from R&R Limo, and the Coyote Cadillac, dinner before the show at Gibbs Smokehouse and Grill, and Laredo Boots from Pressler's, too, plus spending money. Go throw in $100 too.
Mm-hmm.
We take care of you. So again, we're going to be giving away the first of the two pair Friday morning at 8:20. We'll tell you how to win that. So
can't wait for that.
That's going to be a good time.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I tell you what, things are kind of bad for Christy Brinkley. We talked a little about this yesterday.
She
and Billy Joe separating after 9 years of marriage, and Billy is saying it's because they've just grown apart.
Huh? Is that right?
Yeah. Isn't that sad? Yeah. I think it's probably the fact that probably Christy got a brand new pair of glasses. I never figured that one out anyway.
Was that the Christy Brinkley, Billy Joel joke or the Julia Roberts Lyle Lovett joke for next year?
Yeah, we'll hold on to that. It would work.
It's news time, 6:31. Good morning. I'm Scott Douglas. There are now a bunch of well wishes pouring into former President Richard Nixon's offices. The president who resigned in disgrace during the Watergate scandal is recuperating in New York after suffering a stroke last night at his New Jersey home. Economists think higher interest rates will slow economic growth during the second half of the year, but they suggest that won't be enough to cause a recession. The government is set to release figures today on one sector of the economy, the nation's trade accounts. Of course, yesterday the stock market dropped after the Federal Reserve once again decided to up the interest rates for the third time in the last few months, claiming that they had a worry about the rise of inflation. A 34-year-old Jefferson County man is dead after being struck by a train late last night. County police say the accident occurred around 11:30 on the train trestles above Popelick Road near Taylorsville Road. The man became trapped under a three-wheel all-terrain vehicle. He was driving along the trestles. Those train trestles over Popelick Road apparently are a popular hangout for teens. The man's name has not yet been released. Kentucky State Police searching for two prison escapees from the Luther Luckett Correctional Complex in LaGrange. The inmates identified as Eddie Hall from Floyd County, Chester Wheatley from Lee County, were reported missing, I should say, about 12:30 this morning. Well, Toby Keith's brief return to his old career has cost him a broken ankle. Keith played football for the Oklahoma City Drillers in the now-defunct United States Football League back in the 1980s. Well, he suited up again Saturday to play for Oklahoma in the annual alumni game as an honorary Sooner. A spokeswoman for Polydor Records, Beverly Keel, says two players were blocked into Keith, fell on his ankle, and Toby's going to miss concerts in Texas, Mississippi, Tennessee, and Georgia upcoming while he recuperates. Well, Reggie Sanders got a 5-game suspension from National League Baseball yesterday for charging the mound against Pedro Martinez last week after Martinez hit him with a pitch. Sanders will appeal. The Reds say that the penalty is too severe and that the new president is trying to make an example out of Sanders in his first official act. By the way, did you hear the story about Marge shot up in Cincinnati up at the Riverfront Stadium? Now, they banned smoking out in the stadium seats. Marge says she's going to smoke anyway. She keeps puffing away, doesn't care who comes up and says anything. She says that she's not worried if anybody complains. She's just going to go on. They've got councilmen and everybody else trying to get her to comply with the law. Marge says, no way. Last night, the Redbirds fell to New Orleans 9-7. Atlanta, absolutely awesome baseball team. They won 7-1 over St. Louis last night. Philly beat L.A., Florida over Colorado. San Diego beat the Mets. San Francisco down in Montreal. American League winners were Chicago and Kansas City. Big game in the NBA last night. Chicago beats Atlanta. The Bulls within a half game of Atlanta for the best record in the Eastern Conference. The WAMZ forecast is coming up next.
And this newscast at 6:34 on WAMZ is brought to you by Thrifty Nickel, where you can get anything you want.
Of all the calls I get, I get about almost 85% of my calls through Thrifty Nickel.
Randy Pierce is a contractor who knows what it means to do a good job.
I use it as advertising for my paint business. Like he said, I've been using them since the cows came home. Yeah, almost 10 years now. A lot of the people, even up in the East End, Oldham County and Prospect, place like that, and a lot of them out there have gotten me out of the Thrifty Nickel. And then once I go out and do a job out there, of course, word of mouth carries on, you know. I recommend it to other guys that are, they say, well, I like to do a little side work. I said, well, run you the ad in the Thrifty Nickel. You can get a 36-word ad for $40-$50 a month. One job pays for it easy.
When your car needs repair or you need to trade it in, you can't beat the Thrifty Nickel or Car Sense automotive selection. Call us about our $2 special for vehicles, RVs, and boats.
Thrifty Nickel. So you got everybody picking up the Thrifty Nickel.
The opening ceremonies of Derby Festival proudly presents Phantom Thunder. Like no other thunder you've seen before, America's largest air show, fireworks, and light show, Thunder over Louisville. Even better this year, 32 tons of fireworks, 21,000 firework shells. Last year, only 15,500. 200 tons of launching tubes, 425,000 watts of sound, 100 World War II searchlight beams, 86 current military, aerobatic, and World War II planes, 28 daring skydiving jumps over water, 145 food booths stretched down both sides of the river. Thunder over Louisville, Saturday, April 23rd, on the river. Brought to you by the Kroger Company, United Parcel Service, Coca-Cola, Lewis Ridge, and Paramount Foods. There has never been a thunder like the Phantom Thunder.
To get to JCPenney.
And you have to get there tomorrow.
Because tomorrow is JCPenney's half-day clear-away sale.
25 to 50% off original prices throughout the store.
That's up to 50% off select items throughout the store.
During JCPenney's half-day clear-away tomorrow.
We have selected women's, men's, kids, and home items at 25 to 50% off original prices.
I don't have the time to tell you everything that's on sale.
But I can tell you it will all be at 25 to 50% off original prices.
And I can tell you the sale is tomorrow only.
It's a half-day clear away.
Come see for yourself tomorrow at JCPenney.
But don't come in until 11 a.m.
Just give us the morning to mark all the sale items.
And when we open our doors at 11, you'll have the rest of the day to pick up some great bargains.
During the half-day clear away.
Tomorrow with all stores opening at 11 a.m. at JCPenney.
JCPenney!
Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
WAMZ weather, partly cloudy. A slight chance of a thundershower today. And I mean slight, just 20, 30% as this day goes on. High today, 80. Mostly clear, cooler tonight, low 46. Mostly sunny tomorrow, mild, high 70. Thursday, partly sunny, mild, high 72. I always consider that to be just about a perfect forecast. Partly sunny, not much wind, high 72. We'll see how it is on Thursday. Currently, we're starting your days with 66 degrees. The time is 6:37. I'm Scott Douglas, WAMZ News.
Yeah, when it's that way we don't sweat.
That's right. Don't likes to sweat too much.
I hear you. Well, we're going to play First Line this morning. We do First Word on Monday, and we do First Line today. I'm going to play you the intro of this particular song, Carlene Carter, Every Little Thing. If you can sing me or tell me the first line of this song, well, we got some prizes for you, WAMZ, this morning. We need caller number 9 or the first person that can do so, 571-97FM or toll-free 1-800-866-97FM. Let me give you a little portion of the intro to kind of, you know, jog your memory some. Okay, you should be able to pick it up from there. You be the 9th caller, the first one that can sing the first line to Carlene Carter's Every Little Thing. You're a winner from WAMZ. WAMZ with all the hot new country first. Brand new Dwight Yoakam and Try Not to Look So Pretty. 641, Bobby Jack going to the telephone and saying good morning to Penny Cummins of Hillview. Morning, Penny.
Good morning.
You doing all right today?
Just fine.
Well, I asked you a minute ago, do you like baseball? And you said yes. Well, I got a pair of tickets to send you out to see U of L and UK play baseball next Tuesday. And a Derby Pie, chocolate nut pie from Kern's Kitchen, which I just love. And all you have to do is send me the first line or sing me the first line. And you did it so beautifully just a moment ago as I checked. Of Carlene Carter's Every Little Thing. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's hear it.
I hear songs on the radio. Might be fast or it might be slow.
Boy, you're good. Carlene Carter fan or just your favorite song?
Well, actually, it's kind of irritating. I can't help but remember.
Well, I tell you what, we're going to send these prizes out to you courtesy of Beeline Courier Service. And maybe don't turn the radio up real loud. I'm going to go ahead and play the song anyway, okay?
Well, okay.
Okay, you have a good day out in Hillview.
Thanks, you too.
Every song they play, I've been thinking about you.
Exactly Penny Cummings' favorite song, but that's Carlene Carter on WAMZ at 6:45 and Every Little Thing. Bobby Jack, early mornings on WAMZ, mostly cloudy, 65. Only a slight chance of thundershower today. Looking pretty good. High today of around 80 degrees, so we may say another day just as nice as yesterday. Keep your fingers crossed. But a reminder, you're going to get out this afternoon with the WAMZ winner's van and pick up your WAMZ window sticker and register your license tag number with us, because the money, we're already cranking it out. $1,000 winner yesterday. Stephanie Ballard of LaGrange picked up a grand. We'll have two $1,000 winners coming up this Thursday, so you need to register. Now, at 7:20 this morning, we'll have a winning license plate number, but you can sign up and pick you up your sticker today from 3 until 5 with Dan Robinson. The winner's van will be at the Mid-City Mall. You can check that out on Bargetown Road. Right now, though, we're going to go back out and check out some traffic. Mark Fox, the Jefferson County Police, is ready in the traffic center.
Good morning, Bobby Jack, and good morning, everyone. You're going to find things in pretty good shape as you get started this morning. Looking at the interstate systems, I-65 from Bullitt County, you'll have a good steady flow through the Waterson Expressway, then on into downtown. Over on 64, the stories the same from Hurstbourne Lane through the Cochran Tunnels and into Spaghetti Junction. 71 and all the bridges from southern Indiana are still up and running and in good shape, accident-free. Bell South customers, if you spot a traffic delay before I do, give me a call this morning, toll-free at *975. I'm Officer Mark Fox of the Jefferson County Police Department. That's our first update of the morning from the WAMZ Traffic Center.
Mark just gave away those tickets to the U of L UK baseball game.
Yeah.
And baseball is in the news. A new survey is out that finds that cities with professional baseball that have the professional baseball teams there have a 28% lower divorce rate.
Wow. 28%
lower. 28% lower.
What explains
unless,
that?
Well, unless you happen to have Wade Boggs play for your home team. Things change.
Whoa.
Right off the bat. Okay. We'll talk to you a little bit later,
okay,
buddy. It's 6:47 at WAMZ. More today's Hot New Country. Back to back the way you like it. And we'll check that forecast in detail in a moment.
cooking up something good. Bob Evans at breakfast time.
On weekday mornings, we know you gotta get started early and you gotta get going quick. So at Bob Evans, we'll be ready for you with our special breakfast breaks. 10 of Bob Evans' famous breakfasts for $2.99 and under. Your choice. Eggs and biscuits and Bob Evans sausage, or blueberry hotcakes, or fresh fruit and a homemade muffin. And when you order Bob Evans hot coffee with your breakfast, we'll give you a free cup to go.
We're changing the way tire dealers sell tires. Michael Tire introduces On the Rim and Out the Door. We've washed away all the add-ons. We've polished off all the extras. We've made buying a tire squeaky clean. Michael Tire introduces On the Rim and Out the Door. A new pricing policy that saves you even more. Valve stems included. Mounting included. Balancing included. Lifetime rotation included. And a factory warranty. Our total tire price is the lowest price, or it's free. On the Rim and Out the Door. Only at Michael Tire. Nobody beats our total price. Nobody beats Michael.
To most of us, a window in the roof is a skylight. But not every skylight is a roof window. There is a difference. And as your Velux roof window and skylight dealer, Bolin Maloney can point out that important difference to you. Because whether you're building a new home or remodeling your present home, you want the best value, the most convenience for your money. The difference between a roof window and a skylight is simply this. A roof window opens and can be rotated, enabling both sides of the glass to be cleaned easily from the inside, and a skylight does not. Of course, the easiest way to choose which one is right for your home is to look for one name, Velux, from Bolin Maloney. Velux is the world leader in roof windows and skylights, and they offer a choice of models and sizes with factory-engineered weather-tight flashings for easy installation, plus a wide range of practical accessories like blinds, awnings, Venetians, and manual, as well as electric remote controls. So if you're considering bringing more of the outdoors indoors, come to Bolin Maloney and see Velux, the world leader in roof windows and skylights. Bolin Maloney, 913 East Main and 4010 Collins Lane.
Hoosiers all across the state are talking about the way Senator Dick Lugar knows government and makes it work for the citizens of Indiana.
My name is Ethelyn Ramsey, and I can't thank Dick Lugar enough for what he did for me. After my mother moved in with my husband and me, she became ill and could no longer endorse her veterans checks. I asked the VA what I needed to do to receive the money that was rightfully owed my mother. I got all sorts of advice, including to simply forge my mother's signature. After 2 years of telephone calls, letter writing, and red tape, I made one call to Dick Lugar's office to tell them of my problem. After much work by his office, I had a call from the senator himself telling me that problems had been solved. I am ever indebted to Senator Lugar for his caring.
Paid for by the friends of Dick Lugar.
Once again, just got a slight chance of a thunder shower today. Keep your fingers crossed that it is not anywhere around. Partly cloudy skies, otherwise going to warm up to 82. We could see another day much like yesterday. Mostly clear, cooler tonight, dropping to 46. And then tomorrow, all super cooler, but mostly sunny skies and a high of 70. In Louisville, we've got 65 degrees downtown, mostly cloudy skies. Folks calling in from Springfield this morning tell me it's 60 degrees there. Floyd Knobs, Indiana, 61. And more of the day's hot new country coming up from the Mavericks and What a Cry and Shame. Marty Stewart, Keith Whitley, we got some Susie Boggess, and you always get the hot new country first from WAMZ. It's not even in the stores yet. Diamond Rio's got a brand new one called Love a Little Stronger. We're going to let you hear that in the next few minutes. But at 6:51, let's start this music off with some Leroy Parnell, if you're ready.
97 WAMZ.
Woke up this morning and I knew I'd be late. Somehow it came as no surprise. Oh, without you, without you. Oh, they don't wanna let go. Oh.
Coming up fast on 7 o'clock at WAMZ Louisville, Kentuckiana's official country concert station. And Friday, we have not one, but two pair of tickets. Front row seats. Sawyer Brown, Diamond Rio, Tim McGraw Show, you win those. Backstage limo, dinner, and spending money from WAMZ.
Big hair, pink lips, eyes all painted up. Stranger to the rain, I'm a friend of thunder. Friend, is it any wonder lightning strikes me? I fought with the devil, got down on his level, but I never gave in, so he gave up on me.
Songs you know and love, and today's hot new country, all from 97 WAMZ. Keith, 705 at 97 WAMZ. Early mornings, Bobby Jack, mostly cloudy skies, 65 degrees today. Just a slight chance for a thunder shower, and a high of about 80. Looks real nice. And if you've registered, got your WAMZ window sticker, got your license tag registered with us, some cash coming up at 720.
We believed in fairy tales that day. I watched your father give you away. Your aim was true. Pink bouquet fell right into my hands. Listen, ringer
love. 97 WAMZ, Hey Cinderella. That's music from Susie Boggess. Bobby Jack, early mornings on the station with all the hot new country first. Promised you coming up in this 30 minutes of... new country, the brand new one from Diamond Rio. Think you're going to like this, and they'll probably be doing it when they come to town Sunday night at Freedom Hall. Love a little stronger. Check it out.
I don't leave any room for doubt when it comes to you and me. Gonna love a little stronger.
WAMZ with all the hot new country first, brand new Diamond Rio, and love a little stronger. Bobby Jack, early mornings. Like to thank all the staff, teachers, and crossing guards working on school systems around Kentucky. And a special hello to Bullet Central today. Everybody out to Winn-Dixie Warehouse. Thanks for listening.
Our love is unconditional. We knew it from the start. I see it in your eyes. You can feel it from my heart. A love as true as mine.
Been bruised and thrown from a moving train. I've been homeless, carless, lost in the wilderness, out in the pouring rain.
I've never been a brother like this before.
I've never been a brother like this.
Hey, Sammy, spit that thing out.
George Jones, Sammy Kershaw teaming up. Those two sound good together, don't they? They sound a whole lot alike. 717 to WAMZ and never bit a bullet like this. Bobby Jack, early mornings at WAMZ, heard from George Strait. And coming up, more hot new country in the next few seconds. Tim McGraw, Don't Take the Girl, hot tune. You'll be hearing that from Ricky Van Shelton. But also, we got a winning license tag number. Worth some cash in a second. Stephanie Ballard of Grange, $1,000 winner yesterday, Thursday. Two more $1,000 winning license tag numbers. So you need to get out, register your license tag number with WAMZ, and pick up your brand new WAMZ winner sticker. Would you like to do that this afternoon? You can. Dan Robinson from 3 until 5 will be at the Mid-City Mall in the parking lot there. Bargetown Road, Baxter, depending on which side he pulls up on. But from 3 to 5, you'll be able to register there with Dan. So again, check that out. Checking your weather forecast, partly cloudy. Just a slight chance of a thunder shower today. Slight. Underline that. Enjoy the day. 80 will be the high. Mostly clear, cooler tonight. We drop down to 46. Mostly cloudy, 65 degrees. Before we get to this country and the winning license tag number, you want some traffic. traffic, don't you? Taylorsville Lake Dock bringing you this report. Going back to the traffic center, here's Mark Fox.
Bobby, we're still in good shape on the interstate systems for our friends in southern Indiana. 65 southbound, rolling smoothly all the way to the Kennedy or the Clark Memorial Bridge over on 64. Same story if you're coming out of New Albany across the Sherman Minton. Highway 131, Eastern Boulevard, and Hamburg Pike, all flowing well. Accident locations include Preston Highway and Fern Valley Road and the 7,000 block of Windermere Drive. That's off St. Andrews Church Road near Doss High School. This traffic report has been brought to you by our friends at Taylorsville Lake, where fishing is great and the marina is well-stocked and ready for your visit. You can rent fishing or pontoon boats 7 days a week, so call Don or Barry at 477-8766. I'm Mark Fox, and that's the latest from the WAMZ Traffic Center.
Mark, there's a Buffalo Catholic priest who pleaded guilty over the weekend to using church money to support his $300-a-day cocaine habit.
Is that right?
Yeah, despite this, though, hey, the parishioners, the father, is still everybody's favorite.
Well, no wonder. He's probably the quickest mass in town.
The Derby Festival proudly salutes the 75th anniversary of Bowman Field. See many of the Plains of Thunder displayed during their big celebration from 9 a.m. till 3 p.m. Saturday, April 23rd. Parking is $2. Admission is free. Hot air balloons and the Goodyear blimp will be part of the show. Take a helicopter or plane ride for a minimal charge. Experience a simulated flight with the Blue Angels without leaving the ground. Visit the Warriors display and enjoy a great 1940s band concert and a B-25 Mitchell. Don't miss Bowman Field's big 75th anniversary celebration. All the Planes of Thunder, except those necessary to hangar at Stanford, will be there. 9 to 3, Saturday, April 23rd.
Oh, welcome to Midas. How can I help you?
Well, my car's making this weird sound.
Kind of like a... like that?
Yeah, but lower.
Oh.
That's it. My car's doing that right
there. Well, that's a rusty muffler.
Should I be worried?
No, you're at Midas.
Oh, good. Listen, when I'm braking, it makes this awful...
like a... kind of thing?
Sort of, yeah.
More like a...
exactly.
Well, that sounds like it could be your brakes. You know, a free Midas inspection will tell us for sure.
Oh, boy, you're good.
I'm a professional.
Bring any written estimate for brake or exhaust repair to Midas. We'll match the price for comparable work and parts and guarantee your Midas muffler and brake shoes and pads for as long as you own your car. The Midas way, the way it should be. This is a limited time offer. Stop by your participating dealer today.
Is that it?
One more thing. There's this horrible noise in my dash.
Sound like...
hey, that's it.
Mostly when it's raining?
Yes. What is it?
I have no idea.
Oh.
They cannot be seen, but they have no place to hide. They are vast in number, but their days are numbered. The invaders are termites behind your walls, beneath your floors. The destruction could cost you thousands. The solution is the exterminator. The Orkin Man. His sophisticated termite control arsenal includes the Orkin Foam treatment. Orkin Foam is so powerful, it reaches vulnerable areas more effectively than traditional methods. Orkin Foam penetrates so completely, it stops termites cold. Guaranteed. In fact, if termites do return, so does Orkin. The exterminator. The Orkin Man. One call destroys them all. Guarantee applies to qualified homes and requires initial treatment and annual paid renewals. Call Orkin for details.
Once again, this spring, WAMZ giving away close to $100,000. Let's do it. Got another winning license plate number on a vehicle sporting a WAMZ winner sticker, and it's worth $100 in the license number. Well, it's a Kentucky tag, but a Jeffersonville, Indiana address. Oh, well, here's the tag number. ZBZ128, says in Zebra Boy Zebra 128. If that's your license tag number, you give me a call within 9 minutes and 75 seconds. 571-97FM or the toll-free number 1-800-866-97FM. And you'll pick up a $100 bill to win your share. Just set it and lock it on Kentuckiana's Hot Country Leader. 97 WAMZ at 724.
Me, I ain't got nothing.
taking him fishing when he was 8 years old.
One of the hottest songs of Kentuckiana on Kentuckiana's Hot Country Leader, 97 WAMZ, Tim McGraw at 7:31. And Please Don't Take the Girl, Bobby Jack. Right before that, we heard from Ricky Van Shelton. And the biggest event, of course, in Kentuckiana is the Derby every year. We're only 19 days away from that. And all the Derby festivities kick off in grand style this coming Saturday. Thunder over Louisville will include that air show Saturday. Largest fireworks and light show in America and WAMZ. No matter if you're going to be downtown on either side of the river, WAMZ will be covering it for you. But also, when the fireworks go off, we're going to be simulcasting that. That is set to music, and you hear it here on WAMZ. Even if you're home watching it on television, turn down the sound on your set, crank up WAMZ, and we got it for you.
Absolutely.
And guess what else we got for you?
What we got?
Well, it's been a week ago that David Letterman turned 47 years old.
He did indeed.
And the ratings are out. He is still dominating the late night ratings. Mm-hmm. And guess what I have?
What?
I have the top 5 reasons why. David Letterman is king of late nights.
Here we go.
Number 5, he is the only late night host to get Heidi Fleiss to shred his bills. Number 4, after each show, he adds a brand new tattoo to his body until he and Cher look identical naked.
he's got room there.
Number 3, this is my favorite, he has the only talk show to feature a President Clinton weight and cholesterol chart at the bottom of the screen. Love that one. Number 2, where else in America can you hear the word Buttafuoco once a night? And the number 1 reason.
The number 1.
That he has the number 1 show in King of Late Night, David Letterman. Unlike Arsenio, Dave's monologue attracts humor-loving viewers and not the stray rabid dogs that go,
hoo, 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 hoo. There it is. Summed up. Good morning. It's 7:32. I'm Scott Douglas checking out the news for you this morning. Well, Kentucky State Police are searching for 2 prison escapees from the Luther Luckett Correctional Complex in LaGrange. The inmates, identified as Eddie Hall from Floyd County and Chester Wheatley from Lee County, were reported missing at about 12:30 this morning. State Police reportedly pursued the inmates in what was believed to be a stolen pickup truck. Police have recovered the truck but lost the inmates in a wooded area between Jericho and Smithfield in Henry County. Doctors are waiting at least until tonight before offering a prognosis on former President Richard Nixon. The 81-year-old Nixon is hospitalized in New York after suffering a stroke last night that left him unable to talk. A spokeswoman says he's in stable condition and doing fine. Economists predict slower growth in the second half of this year. They blame rising interest rates, the latest increase coming yesterday, but they don't see a recession on the horizon. A report on the nation's trade accounts is due out today. President Clinton will review the crisis in Gazda with top security advisors today. The New York Times says they'll recommend Clinton support wider NATO airstrikes against Bosnian Serbs unless they pull back from the embattled Muslim enclave. Well, Arsenio Hall is calling it quits for his late-night TV talk show. A Paramount TV executive says the last original program in the nationally syndicated series will air May the 27th. A studio source reports Hall sent a letter to the chairman of Paramount's TV group saying he wants to end the show. The show has been slipping in the ratings lately, fading next to David Letterman's Late Show and Jay Leno's Tonight Show on NBC. There's a controversy brewing in Moscow, where officials won't register the Beer Lovers Party. The dispute came to a head when the Justice Ministry told the Beer Lovers their name was too unusual to be a bona fide political party. The Beer Lovers say the official logic has gone flat. They like their beer and they like to party. But the Beer Lovers say they're interested in politics, too. They claim to be a serious political party, interested in making life easier so they can enjoy the next cold one. Taking a look at baseball action yesterday, the Redbirds fell to New Orleans. Final count there was 9-7. Atlanta continues to roll on. The Braves are 13-1, headed for 161-1, I guess. They looked good yesterday. 3 consecutive first-inning homers by Klesko McGriffin Justice as the Braves rocked Rick Sutcliffe in St. Louis 7-1. Phillies beat L.A. 5-4. Florida 5-3 over Colorado. San Diego beat the Mets 6-3. Barry Bonds' homer ties it in the ninth, and then Barry walks, steals second, steals third, and scores the game winner as San Francisco beat Montreal in 11 innings, 2-1. The American League, Chicago 12, Boston 1, KC over Detroit 11-1. Big game in the NBA last night. Chicago pulls to within a half game of Atlanta for the best record in the Eastern Conference by beating the Hawks 87-70. We'll check the WAMZ forecast next, but first we're looking at traffic conditions with Mark Fox, Jefferson County Police, and the WAMZ Traffic Center.
Scott, as you hit the roadways this morning, we're going to have a couple accident locations to be aware of. The first is on Preston Highway at Fern Valley Road. County Police on the scene there. Over at Castlewood and Barrett Avenue have an injury accident reported that involves a TARC bus and a school bus. We also have the 7,000 block of Windermere Drive that's just off St. Andrews Church Road near Doss High School. And our good friends over at Beeline Courier have checked in. They report 65 as a light to moderate traffic volume as you get north of the Waterson Expressway.